From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. On Tuesday, Japan's Air Self-Defense Force said Japanese F-15 fighters held drills with U.S. B-1B bombers, F-35 stealth aircraft, and F-18 multi-role combat jets above the East China Sea, south of the Korean Peninsula. Michael Brown has more.
The exercise was the largest in a series aimed at pressuring North Korea following its ballistic missile test. The latest launch on November 29th featured a new missile type the North said could hit targets in the United States, such as Washington, D.C. Michael Brown, VOA News.
The family of a man accused of setting off a pipe bomb in a crowded New York City subway corridor says it is heartbroken and deeply saddened by the suffering the attack has caused. A spokesman for the Akayat-Ullah family says it is upset over the aggressive way it was targeted by law enforcement.
We are also outraged by the behavior of the law enforcement officials who have held children as small as 4 years old out in the cold, and who pulled a teenager out of high school classes to interrogate him without a lawyer, without his parents.
Ullah has been charged with making a terrorist threat, supporting an act of terrorism, and criminal possession of a weapon. Militants ambushed a Pakistan army convoy Tuesday in the remote North Waziristan region, killing at least two soldiers. A brief military statement said the fatalities occurred when terrorists fired on an army vehicle from surrounding mountains in this volatile region bordering Afghanistan. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban took credit for the deadly ambush, also claiming it left six soldiers injured. This is VOA News. Grace Lee reports a lawyer for Rurik Judding, who was jailed for life in Hong Kong for the murder of two Indonesian women he tortured and raped, says the judge who presided over the gruesome trial last year misdirected the jury.
A shocking turnaround in one of the most gruesome murder cases in Hong Kong's history. British banker Rurik Judding back in court on Tuesday, launching an appeal against his murder conviction. He was jailed for life last year for the death of two Indonesian women who he tortured and raped in his luxury apartment. Now, Judding's lawyer claims that the judge at the time misled the jury and is pushing for another trial. According to him, the judge conflated what's called abnormality of mind with a psychiatric disorder, which the lawyer claims may have resulted in a different outcome. The prosecution last year said Judding was able to form judgments and exercise self-control before and after the killings, even filming the torture of one woman on his mobile phone. In strongly worded closing remarks at the end of the trial last year, the judge said the case was one of the most horrifying Hong Kong had ever seen. He described Judding as an archetypal sexual predator who represented an extreme danger to women, especially in the sex trade, and said he was very likely to murder again if freed.
That's reporter Grace Lee. Former U.S. soldier Charles Jenkins, who spent nearly four decades in North Korea before resettling in Japan, has died at the age of 77. Matthew Laratonda has that story.
An American defector who spent almost four decades inside North Korea has died, ending one of the Cold War's strangest dramas. But his story began in 1965. Then he was a 24-year-old U.S. Army sergeant from Virginia who never finished high school. He was stationed in South Korea when he disappeared one night while taking his unit on patrol near the demilitarized zone. He later claimed he was heavily intoxicated and crossed the border because he wanted to avoid fighting in Vietnam, intending to go to Russia, although he quickly regretted it. Instead, he became stuck in the Hermit Kingdom, undergoing torture and teaching English to North Korean soldiers. That's where Jenkins met his wife, 20 years his junior. She was a kidnap victim, forced to train Pyongyang spies. They had two daughters. Eventually, they were allowed to leave for Japan. He was court-martialed in 2004, but only served a 30-day sentence.
That was Matthew Laratonda. Zimbabwe's former President Robert Mugabe has left the country for medical checks in Singapore. It's his first foreign travel since the army forced him from office last month. And the Russian Olympic Committee formally gave its blessing Tuesday for the country's athletes to compete under a neutral flag at the upcoming Pyeongchang Games, located in South Korea in February of 2018. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.